Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of August, 2009. It's the birthday of the philosopher John Locke, born in Somerset, England, 1632, who said the actions of men are the best interpreters of their thoughts, who believed in natural law, that people have natural rights, including the right of property. He wrote, "Every man has a property in his own person. This nobody has any right to but himself." And he believed that government exists to protect those rights. It was on this day in 1904 that 22-year-old James Joyce wrote to his devout girlfriend Nora Barnacle to tell her that he had renounced the Catholic Church and he was bothered by her indifference to him. He wrote, "My dear Nora, I may have pained you tonight by what I said, but surely it is well you should know my mind on most things. My mind rejects the whole present social order and Christianity, home, the recognized virtues, classes of life, and religious doctrines. How could I like the idea of home? My home was simply a middle-class affair, ruined by spendthrift habits which I have inherited. My mother was slowly killed, I think, by my father's ill-treatment, by years of trouble, and by my cynical frankness of conduct. When I looked on her face as she lay in her coffin, a face gray and wasted with cancer, I understood that I was looking on the face of a victim, and I cursed the system which had made her victim. My brothers and sisters are nothing to me. One brother alone is capable of understanding me. 6 years ago, I left the Catholic Church, hating it most fervently. I found it impossible for me to remain in it on account of the impulses of my nature. I made secret war upon it. By doing this, I made myself a beggar, but I retained my pride. Now I make open war upon it by what I write and say and do. I cannot enter the social order except as a vagabond. I spoke to you satirically tonight, but I was speaking of the world, not of you. I am an enemy of the ignobleness and slavishness of people, but not of you. No human being has ever stood so close to my soul as you stand. Believe me, my dear Nora, I honor you very much, but I want more than your caresses. You have left me again in an anguish of doubt." Within weeks, James Joyce had asked Nora if she would leave Ireland with him so he could go be a writer in Europe, and she agreed, and they began making plans and finding money for the journey. And then Joyce wrote to her, "The fact that you can choose to stand beside me in this way, in my hazardous life, fills me with great pride and joy. Allow me, dearest Nora, to tell you how much I desire that you should share any happiness that may be mine." Here's a poem for today by Dana Joya, "News Will Arrive from Far Away." News will arrive from far away. The phone rings unexpectedly at night, and a voice you almost recognize will speak, soft and familiar. It mentions names you haven't heard for years, names of another place, another time, that street by street restore the lost geography of childhood. Half asleep, you listen in the dark, gradually remembering where you are. You start to speak, then silence, a dial tone, an intervening voice, or nothing. The call is finished. Not even time to turn the lights on. Now, just the ticking of the clock, the cold disorder of the bed. News Will Arrive from Far Away, a poem by Dana Joya, from Daily Horoscope, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.